A new report says nearly 11,000 militants from over 70 countries have teamed up with Al-Qaeda-linked insurgents to fight the Syrian government. According to the International Center for the Study of Radicalization, the figure includes those currently on the ground, plus the ones that have since returned home or been arrested or killed. The report shows that Arabs and Europeans, mainly from Britain and France, make up the bulk of foreign militants, specifically 80% of them. Meanwhile, the British media have released footage of a brigade of fighters in Syria who are all British.
I'm not a terrorist in any way, and so yes, it bothers me, you know, if people could see how much goodness we have in our hearts, how much mercy we have for people, and how much, you know, we are driven by compassion to help other people, they wouldn't think that we were terrorists. But
£50 for a good set of Nikon, huh? They've got the, military, but waterproof, shockproof, all of that stuff.
Speaking of a recent example, Mandela was viewed as a terrorist. I'm not making any comparison between me and him, but opinions do tend to shift and change. So they can portray me as they please. I know the truth, and I'm working towards it.
No, I don't have any plans to wage jihad or any kind of fighting in the UK. I mean, we've just come for one purpose, is to save the oppressed people in Syria.
Militants say hundreds of young men from Britain have joined the so-called UK Brigade in Syria, where at least four die in conflict each month. They also say Britain remains the single biggest source of private fundraising for insurgents, insisting that they have no intention of attacking British targets. This follows warnings from British security services that young men fighting in Syria risk being radicalized before returning home to carry out terror attacks.